You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You need to know what's happening. It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Baldy, I'm not sure. I've heard rumors about the Jets really liking Brock Bowers, okay? Now, I don't know if Bowers is going to be there, but if this thing plays out like we think, which is going to be quarterbacks, receivers, and then you may have a chance at Bowers, does that fit what the Jets are trying to do? I'm not sure. You tell me what the Jets need and then what you think.
Well, they got a kind of a crowded tight end room right now. They like Tyler Conklin. He's the starter. Jeremy Ruckert is a guy that they've always liked coming out of Ohio State. Had plantar fasciitis the first year, but played better with, you know, some poor quarterback play last year. They signed Kenny Ebola. None of those guys are Brock Bowers. So I'm not saying that that would preclude them from drafting Brock Bowers. But the history of drafting tight ends in the top 10, Eric Ebron, Vernon Davis, even TJ Hockenson. I mean, we haven't seen great success. You look at what happened in Atlanta a couple years ago.
Kyle Pitts.
But you have to, if you're going to do this, you got to have a real plan. Like, he's got to be, you know, receiver number one on X amount of down and distance, red zone, third downs. You know, he's got to be this. It's going through Brock Bowers. You got to have this. Now, he's a good inline blocker, but he's a flex tight end is what he is. And so when you have these guys, and we know the teams, Mark Andrews, you know, Travis Kelce, we know the teams that accent a true flex tight end and how they do it. The offense runs through them.
Yeah.
It's got to be that level. It's got to be that type of game plan to draft this guy. And so then you say, okay, well, can the Jets do that? Can Aaron Rodgers, does he like that? Can he make that work? And so, because Aaron Rodgers is going to be there, you know, for the next 5 years. So when he's gone and whatever plan they have after that, he's got to still be that guy. Like Travis Kelce wasn't that guy until really, you know, Patrick Mahomes took over. And then he accelerated. And so, like, I feel like that's where the Jets are at if they want to make that type of move. I also hear, Carl, that the Jets aren't opposed to going from 10 up to 5.
Oh.
Who that's for, I don't know. Oh. But I hear there's all kinds of talk about Ebron moving up, even without, you know, a second-round pick.
Jason, let me ask you this, too. We're talking about Aaron being there. We're just guesstimating, guys. Let's just say 3 years. He didn't play last year, and he wants to finish strong or whatever he's going to do. You got to protect him, Jason, right? So Is this a draft where if they stay, you're looking at the best offensive lineman for the Jets?
I think there's a lot of people who know that their jobs are on the line, and there's been a lot invested in that team turning around and being better tomorrow than it's been for a whole bunch of yesterdays. So I think they feel like they put some scotch tape on that offensive line in free agency, right? Can we get a year out of Tyron and we'll worry about down the line. Like, can he be better at left tackle for whatever 17 games than anything we've had the last couple of years outside of, you know, maybe when Mekhi flashed a little bit his rookie year. Like, I think they feel like they've checked that box. They don't want this quarterback to be a problem. They don't want him grumbling about what could have been done. They don't want, you know what I mean? They'd rather have too many mouths to feed than not enough. And I think, you know, look, Aaron Rodgers has made it pretty public, right, in Green Bay that they weren't, that why don't they ever draft me pass catchers? Why don't we invest high draft capital in guys who at this stage of my career can make me better, can make our offense better?
Are you saying he wants one of these receivers?
I'm saying I think they're taking Brock Bowers is what I'm saying. Like, I think sometimes you look at all these mock drafts and it turns out to be groupthink going awry, that we all just start drinking the same Kool-Aid and everybody just puts Bowers there. And sometimes everybody has it there because that's just what it's going to be. And, you know, the grapevine has been saying it since December, and it just is. And I think this one just is.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So, Baldy, Jason says it is what it is. It could be probably Brock Bowers. As we wrap up the Jets, and we're in the top 10, guys, we're talking about the top 10 picks. The draft is Thursday. It's in the huddle. Baldy, I mean, again, what Jason just said made me kind of perk up a little bit, and that is Aaron has said those things in Green Bay, and this is a deep receiving class. I don't know. I just think there's options there, right? There's a lot of options for them.
There is. We just did a mock draft with the Jets a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we had everybody from Olufoshinu going there. If they just stayed at 10, this was without trades.
Sure.
Okay. Trading down, trading up, all the things that Joe Douglas and his staff are, you know, going through all the possible scenarios. But we had him going everything from Olufoshinu going to Jason's point. Like, look, what if Tyron Smith can't make it? Like, what if he... You know, what if something goes the way it has in Dallas over quite a few of the past years? All right, you got Olu. We've had him going, what if, you know, Roma Dunze is there? Like, who wouldn't want Roma Dunze in their offense right now? We've had him taking Brock Bowers. We've had him even going as far as get the best corner. And let's just put, like, this Star Wars system, not allowing anything over our head, and we'll get as deep a good pass rushing defensive line as there is, and we'll just get as many great corners as we can on the back end, and good luck scoring touchdowns against us. I mean, we've had every possible scenario play out, and I'm sure the Jets have played it out too. So even to this point right now, I pretty much guarantee that the Jets have not made a firm decision on what they're going to do, but they're very fluid, and I think they're ready to dance. Depends on what happens in front of them right now.
Baldy, I agree. I think a lot of these teams in the top 10, you just said the word, fluid. I know a lot of our listeners and folks who follow us say, guys, their boards are set to a certain degree because they're not sure how this thing is going to play, and so you've got to be able to pivot. Guys, let's move on to the Bears. They hold the 9th pick. Obviously, they have the 1st and the 9th. My question to you is, do they stay there? You're getting your quarterback, we assume. You stay at 9. You take the next best player, or who are they targeting? Because I think the question for the Bears is, do they trade that thing and go and add an additional picks?
Jason, you want to take that first?
Well, I'd say this. Rome wasn't built in a day, but Rome will be selected day one, and I don't think Rome gets past here. you know, Matt Eberflus, defensive-minded head coach, they made some strides. I'd say some significant strides on the defensive side of the ball last year. This franchise, I mean, we all know, right? Sid Luckman and how long it's been since they had a true franchise quarterback. And we know in this league, you know, that young receivers, I mean, young quarterbacks, it's also about how you incubate them. So, yeah, they have DJ Moore, but will DJ Moore be there in a couple of years? Like, I just think they are this is a generational wide receiver draft, and they have the chance to take what was a middling offense that occasionally flashed explosive potential and turn it into something that might be able to win a shootout with the Lions or the Packers, right? Like, look at their division now and those offenses. So I just think you have a chance to get one of the big three wide receivers and get the best quarterback in the draft. I mean, and what's not the greatest pass rush draft in the world, right? I just think it is what it is. And I think Neighbors, and we'll get to them in a second, like I hear Tennessee likes Neighbors more. I don't think Joe Alt's there for Tennessee to take. So I think if there's one wide receiver left out of the big three and the Bears are sitting here at 9, I think they call that a win.
I can make a good case for that, Jason. I mean, because Keenan Allen's not going to be there for a long time. And if you – every quarterback has got to start building a relationship with his number one guy.
Yeah.
So maybe that's DJ Moore. I mean, he's still young. But if you could get one of these three that everybody knows their name and you can look at any sort of ranking and you can flip them all up in the air and you can make a case for any of them being the best, a lot of who's going to be the best depends on who the quarterback is and the stability of the organization. DJ Moore was drafted, you know, in the first round in Carolina, and you couldn't have a more unstable situation than we've seen from the moment that owner took over. It's been unstable. And so a lot of it is the stability. So if Chicago could ever get some stability up front, coach, general manager, front office, stadium, whatever it is, like it's all in flux. Like, give the quarterback a receiver that he builds a relationship with, you know, long term. And so I think that's something that, but at the same time, like I have come out and said publicly, I think Laiatu Latu is the best defensive player in this draft. Now, 3 years from now, you know, is it Dallas Turner? Is it Jared Verse? Is it Quinyon Mitchell? I don't know. But right now, this guy's ready to win right now, the way that he plays. It's a great fit. It's a great need. But then it's a question of the philosophy. Keep building around your quarterback. Make him as successful as possible in an organization that has never developed a quarterback. Now, I don't want to throw Caleb in there with Mitch Trubisky and Rex Grossman and, you know, all the guy, Cade McNow. That's not fair. But at the same time, this is not an organization that's had any success outside of Jim McMahon for a couple years ever. So let's help them out as much as possible.